Good evening to you, sir, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, so look, this obviously, I think all of us are very much aware of what the situation was. Initially, we heard that the Gupta family, according to current Minister of Home Affairs, Melusi Gigaba, were not citizens. And then, you know, people went and did their own investigations subsequently through the IEC website, if I'm not mistaken, and through other sources, discovered that they are actually citizens and that they also you know, actually registered to vote, some of them. What is the situation at the moment, and what is it that the Portfolio Committee will be investigating?
In fact, what we shall be investigating will be through the directive of the Chairperson of Parliament, and that is Mr. Cedric Frolic, where he directed the number of committees to look at the matter of the emails and other matters related to the naturalization of that family. And then the committee has been discussing this matter, and then it did not want just to venture into a hearing without really having prima facie evidence, and from that prima facie evidence developing terms of reference for the inquiry. So what has happened on Tuesday, one of the parties submitted a number of emails, and then which they alleged were written by either the department or some of the people like Gupta's. So we decided that let us make an inquiry and find out exactly what is happening. Once we made that decision, there was already an investigation in Parliament about the authenticity of some documents that were used to approve the naturalization of some members, including the Gupta family.
So if we can just go through that, because the dates are also very interesting, because, you know, even though Minister Melusi Gigaba is now going to have to account and explain what had happened in this particular instance, it does appear on the face of it, and this is something I thought initially, that he wasn't necessarily the responsible party for the naturalization of the Gupta family, or at least at the very minimum, it wasn't under his ministry at the particular point in time. Because if I'm not mistaken, looking at the particular dates in question, we're looking at 2006 and 2002 for two of the brothers. And so Melusi Gigaba, the minister, came out and said that, listen, guys, you need to actually ask the previous ministers, what is the situation there? Are you going to be, is that going to be part of your investigation? And what is it that Minister Melusi Gigaba actually has to answer for then?
Yes, in fact, some of the approvals of the naturalization predate the incumbency of Mr. Gigaba. One of them was 2002, I think, the other 2003, the other 2006. There was one or two under when Mr. Gigaba was a distinct minister. And we have discussed this through the committee. So because of the emails that emerged on Tuesday, we decided that rather than have this issue lingering on and new information coming in, let us engage the department. We have requested for information from the department with the intention of evaluating that information and thereafter have an inquiry. So now, but we are still going to engage the local department of Parliament as to the shape and the personnel to take part on the inquiry, because we are not the best people to make an inquiry. We can assist, but the technicalities of an inquiry need much more legal expertise than we have as a committee.
I mean, what is the upshot? What is the whole point of this particular inquiry? Because as we know, Parliament, through various portfolio committees, has launched various inquiries to look specifically into the issue of state capture, and you know, what are some of the implications in that particular space? I mean, is this part of that broader you know, scheme of things, and what is the hope for this particular parliamentary outcome? Because at the end of the day, you could find yourself in a situation whereby Minister Melusi Gigaba does appear in front of parliament and says, guys, I'm not accountable, you have to ask the guys before me. The guys before him come along and they say that, yeah, well, we were part of this process, we did naturalize these people, but at the time there were no hints and signals of state capture. You know, in one instance, 16 years later, or, you know, 15 or 20 years later.
Yeah, in fact, the issue is that, like 2002, 2006, the families really just look like anybody to everybody in South Africa. So there was no suspicion or thorough, distinct investigation for processing their naturalization. But after it emerged that the allegations emerged that they were involved in a lot of activities that were characterized that we then looked at the issue differently. But at that time, the family was not a family of people that were of ill repute. But right now, I don't think the department would have done that given the circumstances and the cloud that hangs over the family.
For sure. I mean, look, it's, you know, it's an interesting notion, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think the key question for many South Africans and people listening particularly to this conversation right now is to understand, and I'm sure that Parliament, and I'm not suggesting that you should have a preferred or an anticipated outcome in mind, but I'm pretty sure that there is some idea of what you want to achieve with this particular you know, inquiry overall, and especially looking at the Home Affairs aspect of it, because there's many other you know, portfolio committees, as you're very much aware, looking into this whole idea of state capture and what the outcomes are, and I'm pretty sure that based on that, that then will in turn tell us what the next steps are going to be. Are people going to be criminally charged, etc., etc.? What is the outcome? What is it that you're trying to understand with this particular process? If you can just help me with that.
Okay, no, really, it's whether there were special arrangements that were made for the family that are normally not made for other people.
Ah.
And that is the first area. The second area is whether the DG was overridden by the minister in issuing whatever documents during that period, and then the specific now instances whether he had a role which exactly were the people that received naturalization and whether their circumstances were exactly like others that receive naturalization. If not, then we would start then digging further.
Okay. No, indeed. I mean, obviously, we hope that people are going to be cooperative. I mean, at this particular stage, are you aware if there's any resistance to this particular issue? Are you aware if people are going to cooperate and tell you the truth, nothing but the truth?
Let me not comment about the truth, but the minister, together with his DG up to so far, had been willing to cooperate with the committee. We had been calling them, they'd been explaining, and I don't think they'll find any stress in explaining themselves, even in an inquiry.
No, indeed. And I mean, but subsequent to that also, I mean, is there any suspicion? Is there any particular, you know, hint at the possibility that we're looking at corruption or anything of that sort?
Well, anything that touches that family from India has suspicions, unfortunately, particularly from the public, from the mass media, and so forth. So even if it's something that is just normal, would have suspicions, particularly if they ask for documents and they receive them. So I think that is the main source of suspicion.
I mean, I find it interesting. One of the key things that also came up consistently was the fact that there was an understanding, and I see that in the one instance, one of the brothers here is a permanent resident as opposed to being a citizen. I'm sorry, I'll just double check the name. I don't want to quote the wrong name. Because India doesn't allow legally a system of dual citizenship. So, I mean, based on what we hear in the media and what we understand of what the very tenuous circumstances behind the Gupta brothers are at the moment, we understand that at the Indian tax authorities have seized properties and they've done all kinds of interesting things in India. Do we know whether, you know, all of them have actually given up on their Indian citizenship and then they are strictly South African citizens, the ones that are citizens, barring the one that is a permanent resident?
What I know is that one of the brothers, and I think it is Atul, he is a full citizen of South Africa. No, it's not a question of permanent residence or what. He's a full citizen of South Africa through naturalization. The second one, Ajay, my information up to so far was that he refused to relinquish his Indian citizenship, and therefore he is not a South African citizen.
Okay. So in other words, these are people that then, if once all the dust has settled, if people either decide to return to South Africa or forcibly returned to South Africa, that means that South Africa has full legal jurisdiction of this particular issue, Mr. Gubande, and that we can take the necessary legal steps that are required.
Yeah, we can take the necessary steps that are required, but with due consideration to the judicial commission that is going to be taking place in connection with matters that are labeled as state capture.
100%. Look, I think we'll leave it at that for now. Thank you so much for your time. All the best to you and good luck with your portfolio committee. Hopefully, you know, you guys get to the bottom of it all and we can find out what are the important issues that have been risen, you know, that have been raised thus far.
No, thanks for the blessings, sir.
All the best. Cheers. That was Mr. Donald Gumede. He's the acting chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. And hopefully they get to the bottom of all the questions that still remain around this particular issue. I mean, are they going to go back and dig up old ministers? Are they going to get the proper answers that they want in this particular instance from the likes of the current minister and so forth and so on? The list is endless.